Last time on Tales of Morterra.
So she went on a date, and he exchanged their lovingly made citrine flower for some shiny river rocks, had a marvellous time, talked about brewing and travelling and the like, and it was all round a wonderful time, and we're very glad we made this pit stop longer. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the crew were having a bit of a barney about hypocrisy and wandering out at night and such, which meant that crimes were not available that evening as people needed a bit of time to calm down. Rumple, Jerry and Howe had a bit of a heart-to-heart that evening, and that night Will dreamt of bees and the like. Woke up with a strange statuette of his god, Yadri, Truth and Knowledge, I think it was, and went to apologise to Hal for the argument the night before. They thrashed it out. Hal performed a coming-of-age ritual for Will, which will give him bonuses on his checks for the next week, so we need to remember that. And we went to breakfast, confirmed the statuette was a divine focus. Will contracted Yadri through his sending spell, and definitely didn't disrespect their time. We concocted a plan to get into the Polytechnic, the halfling local higher education institute of artificers, so that we could create an alternative to using the great electric sea for creating bottled lightning. So some idea of spark plugs and natural gases to power the technology instead, so that we could fulfill our promise to Tvap that we would get people off the plan of bottled lightning. To this end, Will intends to disguise himself as the inestimable Professor Nathaniel Oral, and infiltrate the school with the crack team of Howe, who misunderstood the dress requirements and is in a glitzy black ball gown. Rumple Jerry will be on marketing and sales, and Sorcerer will be demonstrating how to craft the new bottled lightning replacements. We've spent the morning prepping, I think probably eaten our nice lunch, and are ready to roll with our plan, which can't possibly go wrong, right, team?
I'm sure. What was that bonus again? Just in case I need it.
Ceremony. You get a D4 on ability checks.
One D4 on ability checks. For the next week.
It's like a super guidance. But you can only ever benefit from it once, because ceremony's not a good spell.
Yeah. I'll take it.
It has its uses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to... Okay, so today is the 6th of Op, if our calendar bit is correct.
It is.
It is?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so that's till... we've got a 6-day week, so that's till the 12th of Op?
Sure.
That is 1 week.
Yep. Cool.
Wait. Oh! What? How did I only just realise that there's not 7 days in a Morterra week?
I can't tell you, but it would be mean.
I mean, it makes sense for Sorcerer, right?
Yeah, there's 7 in the Feywild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why time is fucky. They're using a prime number.
Right, gotcha.
That actually does make sense.
Does make sense.
It's a prime number. Like, nothing makes sense about that.
Uh-huh. Cool. Right. Okay. Everyone, keep reminding me I've got ceremony. Keep reminding me. I'm gonna forget. I swear I'm gonna forget.
Just don't, lol.
Just don't. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be glad to know the campus itself is open. You can just kind of... You know, it's a city campus. You can just kind of walk through.
Amazing. I'm gonna cast Disguise Self in an alleyway nearby before we get too close.
And I will cast Enhance Ability on Charisma for you.
Amazing, thank you. Nathaniel Oral has never looked better.
Got clean clothes on and everything.
He might have actually combed his hair for once.
Shocking. Imposter. That's how we get caught.
That's how we get caught. Straighten up, dust jacket off, notes in hand, stride into the campus like I know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, but, you know, fake it till you make it, right? Posse in tow, I suppose.
Yeah, we are following, right? Or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if there's a front desk or something to stride up to.
Not really. It's just kind of go to the right building.
Okay. In which case, she looks a little lost as she strides into this institute, looks around, and there's no obvious way, so I guess she just shrugs and looks to the others.
Yeah, like I say, it's a new challenge for you, a city campus where you're expected to just kind of know where the buildings are.
Can we roll a perception to see if we can find a map or something?
I'm going to call this survival.
Incredible. Survival! Survival! And navigation.
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
How get to me?
Yes, she does.
Here's the 20.
23.
That's 20 for a total of 27.
Oh, damn.
13.
Okay.
Is that with your d4?
That's with the d4, yeah. I rolled a 4 on a d4.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The good news is Team Wilderness knows exactly what to do.
We know how to find things.
Team City, on the other hand.
Team City, on the other hand, has never looked more lost.
Well, they know a trick that people from the city would never know. Because they go and ask someone for directions.
Vibes.
Heavens,
asking someone?
How uncivilized.
So, here's a question. What exactly is it you're trying to find?
Well, evidently the Dean, yes? We want to go right to the top.
Well, I was hoping to talk to one of the researchers, perhaps, who's more specialised in the area. But certainly, if we did encounter the Dean, they might be able to direct us in the correct direction.
In that case, I think what you get is directions to right at the back of the campus, a building which unusually seems to be quite heavily constructed of metal.
Ah.
With no windows.
Ah, that would make sense.
The experimental building.
Uh-huh.
Explosion proof, I see.
Yes. I'm going to make sure to knock before we enter, just in case they're in the middle of something.
A face appears at the door and says, "You got time booked?"
Ah, sorry. I didn't realise that I had to call ahead. I just wanted to... Sorry, I'm... Cripes, did I... Sorry, I must have forgotten my... Sorry, I was in a bit of a rush. It slipped my mind to book an appointment. I'm sorry.
Okay, mate, It's quiet today. If you just let me know which room you need, I can see if it's free.
I was hoping to speak with maybe some of the researchers, actually. There's something new worked out at the institute, at the Electric Sea. I wanted to talk with some of the people here about. I think they might be better suited to experiment with this, perhaps. But if you don't have time, that's okay. I understand you're all extremely busy people.
Give me a persuasion.
Okay.
And you have enhance ability on charisma.
Yeah, so advantage on that. Okay. Those are both very good rolls. And I need to do the d4 as well. With advantage, do you re-roll the d4 as well, or...? It's not very frequently that I do this. I'm going to leave that as is, but okay, right.
I think it'd just be the d20.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's still very good. That's a 21.
Well, if you're not needing one of the actual labs, I could just take you to see Professor Pazili. He's normally free about now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, I'll just read what we were saying in the chat, actually. The ceremony coming of age bit is only 24 hours, so this is only good till tomorrow, not 1 week.
Cool. Well, that makes it easier to keep track of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the door is opened by, you want to say, half gnome, half orc?
Ah.
Who leads you up to the second floor, which seems to be mostly sort of office space.
Yeah.
And takes you to a room where the door has definitely been blown off a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Exactly my kind of guy.
Knocks on the door and just says, as someone to see you from the electric, the institute, you know the one.
Professor Nathaniel Orrell.
Yes, come in.
Yes. Hello.
Can I get you a coffee?
So usher everyone else inside as well. No, I'm okay. Coffee makes me a little too jittery. It's okay. I'm all right, thanks. Yes. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
So I've come here today with a little something that some colleagues and I have created that we think could really be of use here.
Are these your colleagues?
Oh, yes, sorry, let me, so, yes, do you all want to introduce yourselves? Sorry. Gesture around the room.
Greetings, I am Lady Tao.
I gesture to, whoever's next along Social or Rumpeljerry.
I give a curtsy. Greetings, I'm Isabella.
So, where's, I'm Ronan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, and I'm Nathaniel, of course, so, we have been working together for, what do you say, the last few weeks at the Institute, and, really some truly brilliant ideas, but I thought they would be better expanded. I think the technological school here is a better place for these ideas to be better explored. It's got less, here's the thing, the Institute is much of a magical focus, hence Arcane Institute, but I believe the idea that has been come up with here would really benefit from the technological and artificery side of experimentation, if that makes sense.
Of course it does, there's far more to life than magic.
Indeed, but like, so the expertise at this school here is a lot more geared towards investigating those less magical approaches than the Fair Institute from which I work. So I thought I would bring my esteemed colleagues here so that we could perhaps show you some of that.
He just sort of seems a little bit impatient, says, what is it? What is it?
Oh, right. Fumbles through some... Lady Tao, you were going to explain, right?
Indeed, as you wish. Now, you may have become aware of the fairly recent advent of the technology of bottled lightning, yes?
Yes, been trying for some time now to figure it out.
Well, allow us to introduce you to a technological alternative. Simply by invoking fire and air in the form of sparks and natural gases, one is able to confine power to be stored within jars or sturdier devices if desired, with zero required magic necessary. If you might display the prototypes, gesture to the marketing team.
We'll take out the prototypes.
As you are well aware, the small scale of these is quite beneficial. They are able to be pocket-sized or easily transportable, and in fact will scale up in size, though your explosive impact may vary. And they are, well, 10-15 minutes constructible. You need a supply of natural gases, which can be found offside, of course, and some technical know-how in the creation of the spark plug, as I am calling it. But with a little demonstration, do we have a fume cupboard or similar? Just for safety precautions, you realise?
Oh, yes, of course. Come with me. And he leads you downstairs and kick some very confused looking students out of a lab.
Be gone, grads.
So we'll apologise to them as they leave.
Hal's going to put on some goggles. And in the fume cupboard with the beautiful gloves through the window, is going to carefully light this, effectively small scale combustion engine that is just going to spark off and start to release its energy in a fairly uncontrolled way within the fume cupboard.
Yieldy combustion engine.
Do I want to make you roll for this?
Please. Have mercy.
Give me one of your tinker checks just to see how well you've constructed this thing.
Okay.
Beer.
Cool. So definitely proficiency, and is this going to be intelligence then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me just double check the wording on my tinkering thing. Artificer's law. Related to magic items, alchemical objects, or technological devices. So I have expertise in this.
Yep.
All right, come on. Big whammy. 19 on the die for 28.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh.
It does exactly what you want it to.
Holy shit!
It actually sparks off in a fairly controlled manner. There's a few screws in the spark cupboard, and it kind of grounds itself on them, leaving just tiny little scorch marks around the screws.
Amazing.
Et voila! And as you can see, this was a completely unconnected event. However, if one were to use it as a power device for perhaps lightings or perhaps even locomotion, then I am sure your clever mind can put together many uses for such a powerful pocket power source. How bows?
I believe we started the Industrial Revolution.
I can't believe we started the Industrial Revolution.
Absolutely. I mean, if you could put together a battery of these things, the number of things you could power is unthinkable.
And just imagine, the previous version, bottled lightning, had to be created in one specific location. Really easy to keep a monopoly and keep the prices high and a tight control of the market. Almost anyone could put one of these together. This is a revolutionary event. Prices would go way down. Everything could be automated if you so wish.
It would certainly make Opside work a lot easier if you could just take the materials with you. It could power the Rattler. He kind of gets a suspicious look on his face. What exactly makes you bring this here rather than just profiting off it yourself? I mean, I know you've been working under Galvani for so long, but that I would have thought this would be the chance for independence.
I'd sort of do a slight grimace. Let's see. I really didn't want to... I'm sorry, I did not want to really bring this up, but there's been some slight ideological disagreements, I think, is perhaps the most diplomatic way of putting it.
Well, doubly so then. Why? What's the catch?
What do you mean, what's... as in...
Well, to sell the schematics of this, like, this is a world-changing thing. It can't go for cheap, of course, but you'll make much more than what it will cost you.
No, I understand that. I'm finding it difficult to understand why you would bring this to me rather than just setting up your own workshop. Not that I don't want to be involved. My mother always told me if something seems too good to be true, it normally is.
Okay, let me be... Can I be straight with you? I do not have the resources to set up my own shop to do this. I don't think... let's say things with Galvani didn't really go as planned when I was discussing that with him. So it might be better if... It might be easier for this to make its way out into the world if my name isn't directly attached to it.
Ah, I see. So you're looking for an investor and a face.
If you could keep my involvement in this on the download, I would be extremely appreciated. I can't, yeah.
I think this is going to be a deception roll.
That's deception roll to stutter as best I can. Holy fuck. What?
Good or bad?
Good or bad?
I think it's bad.
That's two natural ones.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Oh god, don't. Oh,
so, god. I don't know how this deception goes bad, but oh boy.
Oh, Tarani, help us.
That's a grand total of seven, either way I slice it.
Oh my god.
But that's still a natural one on both. So.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It's just funny because, you know, I always thought you and Galvani were practically like brothers, admittedly brothers who respected each other different amounts, but I don't know why you're bringing this, you're so determined to not have your name on this potentially incredibly dangerous technology.
It's not that.
So I think you'd better leave. And I will be sending a note to Galvani.
Oh, please don't do that. We can just leave. This doesn't need to. Do you want to know the truth?
I think it's best if you just leave.
I
don't deal in weaponry.
This isn't a weapon. This isn't. Obviously, anything of the magnitude of power. Anything such as bottled lightning or a combustion engine such as this could be used as a weapon, but this is not a weapon, I assure you. Things went bad at the Institute. There was an attack. I don't
and
know
so
if
you
they
stole this experimental technology and thought you could make some money to escape by selling it to me and then getting me in trouble.
The other people at the Institute didn't even know this existed. This wasn't involved.
I'm calling security.
Fuck.
Are they leaving the room?
Yeah.
Can I find a place that would be suitable for hiding the schematics?
Yeah, there's various cupboards and drawers.
Can I help with this as thief expertise thing?
Nice. Yeah, just want to leave a copy of how to make this thing in this lab, basically, because we're about to be kicked out, so...
I assume this is to set up something.
So do you want it to be found, is my question.
Yes, the goal would be for it to be found non-immediately, i.e. when those grad students come back in to carry on their stuff, maybe they find it, etc.
In which case, I think you tuck it into someone, just a random lab book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, we should run.
Yeah.
Agreed. Invisibility?
Please. Yes.
I slap myself with invisibility.
Okay, I am gonna cast a fourth level invisibility to get the rest of us.
That's a six for the wild magic roll. What is the...
It's just on one at the moment.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, now it's on two, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was on one.
Let's one
go.
Invisibility, third level... No, not the third level, second level.
We leave immediately.
Yes. I can't.
Agreed.
Fuck off.
Holding hands like a conga line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hand in invisible hands.
Invisible hands.
you flee the scene. Good infiltration, guy.
Woo.
You say flee the scene like we did a crime. I don't know if anything we did was a crime.
I mean, you are in trouble.
Fraud? We did fraud.
Well,
yeah, but we didn't commit a crime. There's no crime scene.
And they are suspecting us of selling stolen goods.
Also, identity theft.
Okay,
well shush.
Well, they're not going to find out it's identity theft possibly for a little while, so...
Yeah, like, it'll be at least, like, a week before they know about that one.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
That's fine, then.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
If they don't find out about the crime straight away, it doesn't count.
A new defence emerges.
It's not illegal if you don't get caught.
The statute of limitations is an hour.
So
that went well.
I mean, listen, Listen, they might unsuspect things a little. I don't know how suspicious they'll find it when they find out Galvani's dead.
I think more.
Definitely more.
I don't
That's
know.
That's worse. Why wouldn't you have mentioned that?
Yeah, like the man who was just... Yeah.
I'm so... Yeah.
I had a dispute with Galvani. Galvani's dead. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think we've made Professor Oral's life a little harder.
I think so, sadly.
Was Oral alive or was Oral dead as well?
No, Oral's alive.
Okay.
For now.
He was when we left him, at least.
Is he missing or was he just vibing?
He was...
He was falling over piles of books in the library.
Yeah, last we saw him, I think a bookcase had collapsed on him.
Ah, right, yeah.
Poor guy.
So he might be dead.
So he could be dead, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Doing what he loved.
So he's going to send a letter to a dead man. About a possibly dead man being in his university.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you put it like that.
Yeah.
It sounds bad when you say it like that.
Is this the conversation as we're briskly walking back to the inn?
It is now.
Well, hushed, and I hope we do it in Thieves' Cant.
Oh, 100%. 100% hushed, and in Thieves' Cant. Cripes.
Well, I think that went... reasonably well.
Did it?
I'm not sure I agree.
Well?
What does well mean to you?
I'm not sure where I fucked up there. It feels like I fucked up, but I'm not sure exactly on what.
There, you're just nervous. No, we have achieved our goals, you see. We have the idea in their minds, and the schematics are within their laboratory, so overall, a great win.
Yeah, I really thought the nervousness would sort of add to the sort of acting, but it maybe it didn't, I don't know.
I think it just made us seem like we'd definitely stolen this.
Ah, right, okay.
Or worse.
I will try to avoid that next time.
Maybe we should retire Professor Oral, though, for a bit.
I think so, yes. I think so, yeah. Yes.
Inclined to agree.
Yeah.
Also, I need a new... A new alias.
I'm sure we can,
This is why I pick different names every time.
Smart.
We can workshop some names on the road, I suppose.
Listen, if you're an unusual race, and you use a different name every time, and someone accuses you of being someone, you can just say, what, you think we all look the same? And then just leave while they're trying to figure out how to not look racist.
Uh-huh, that's true.
How do you think I've been getting by all these years?
I will remind you that Rumpeljeri does have papers with the name Malipank.
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
Huh. I forgot Rumpeljeri has a family name.
No, that's the papers that you were given when you were banished, so that you would have papers.
Ah, yes, but if you use papers, then you've got to use that particular name, whereas most of these cases we've got to buy without papers. Not everyone's looking at papers all the time, so... I guess we can workshop some different names.
Besides, I've been using mostly halfling names. They're not going to look for a tabaxi name.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they will. Who knows?
Who knows?
I used my poor deceased husband's name.
Ah.
I sort of panicked in the moment.
Rumpeljeri gives Howe a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm. I think Ronan was a butcher.
I'm sorry, I think next time we should have maybe discussed sort of names in advance, because I was panicking there at the moment. Like, I don't know what you... So... I'm not confident in naming people in sort of emergency situations like that, so I didn't know what y'all wanted to be called then.
Entirely reasonable.
Mm. Oh, well.
I still feel like I should have tried selling the idea a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something, but couldn't think of what.
Hmm. It's okay. All things to workshop for next time, if we want to try doing this again at some point.
I mean, if we find a university in a different continent, we could try there.
Yeah.
Say, how? Aren't most of your friends also good with technology? Couldn't we try to undercut the market like that?
We certainly could. It's just... Perhaps it's worth it as well, but I fear there are a fair few things going on, and...
Of course.
Whilst it's certainly good to give them the technology... I don't know that we could rely on them to spread it as quickly as we need through legitimate channels.
Yeah.
True.
Tell you what, if we make another copy of those schematics, I think I know, I probably, Will knows at least one or two people who went to sort of university sort of places back in Asher, right?
Yeah, I think you'd have some old uni friends, most of whom are based in Asher. There's probably a couple at the Decumbrate Library,
mm-hmm.
which is like also a school.
Yeah, so if we write up a copy of the schematics, I could always send it over to a few people over there that I know.
Excellent plan. Making copies is one of my strong suits.
Now that you mention it, if your friends at the book club can't help it with legitimate means, perhaps I could spread it with illegitimate means. If I try to market something as fake bottled lightning, worth quite a penny if you know who to sell it to, I'm sure someone on the black market would love to get their hands on it.
Don't we want it to be legitimate, though?
Maybe don't even market it as fake bottled lightning. Maybe market it as, here's an equivalent of bottled lightning that doesn't cost so much that you can make yourself. Because
yes,
I imagine even a criminal sort would be happy to undercut the market with something cheaper.
And they won't ask nearly as many questions.
That's true.
And, well, yes, legitimate means would be better, but, well, we kind of made a promise, and I'd say the sooner that promise is done, the sooner, the better.
Yep.
Strong agree.
Alright. Sounds like we're gonna go the multi-pronged attack on this, then. Because, I mean, the more people we spread this idea to, the more likely it is that someone's going to actually pick it up and start using it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
That makes sense.
And then it comes into use, and it undercuts the market.
And I see no negative ramifications for everybody having hold of this.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine.
It's not like the world will be entirely different climate-wise in a couple hundred years.
We don't even know what effect that would have on the climate.
What's a climate?
But I'm sure if it causes any problems, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Oh yes, I'm sure that people will take care to make sure that the natural world isn't completely ruined for future generations.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure people will do things in moderation and not more than they need.
Okay, enough satire.
Never.
What's the plan now?
To be honest, we've already done our shopping. Perhaps, and the security whiz just called on us. Perhaps now's a good time to skip town?
Yes, I think so.
Could I, should I try the, see the underbelly of this town with this many engineers here? Or should I try the next town over?
Well, we're about to go to see Adad Dimover.
Mm.
That's good. If anywhere's going to give us a wide reach, it's going to be there, right?
Oh, great and glorious DM. Do I know if Simadat Dimova is stricter or less strict in its policing of criminals?
It's the capital, so it's very strict to the point that it is actually somewhere where your papers will be checked.
So it's probably not the best to try to go for the black market in the capital.
It depends, because the black market, it's more dangerous, so it's worth more. It's a... figuring out your risk rewards, really.
Well, this is certainly a survivable and worthwhile venture, but it's also like, do we want to risk this?
I can spend extra time developing our papers to ensure they pass the additional scrutiny, if you wish, given the time taken to get to the capital, which is, what, a week or so longer. I ought to be able to rustle up something much better than the fairly rushed jobby from last time.
Yeah, I think it'd be helpful to have some papers.
Oh, certainly.
Papers?
I will just say it's not a week, it's just a couple of days downriver.
Oh, yes, we were getting the river, that was the point. Mm. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to, but that was the plan, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of papers do you mean?
Identification.
They'll want something to say who we are.
I don't think I've ever had that in my life.
Which is why we're making you fake ones.
Ah.
And there's possibly before, when you were in here on Morterra, since newborns are often kept track.
True, but unfortunately, those would probably be with my birth parents who I don't even know if they're still alive.
Indeed.
Also, it might also have been, like, a week for them, so they might still say I'm a baby, which is a different problem altogether, but either way, can't contact them.
Does Asha actually issue identification papers? Do I actually have... Did I...
You will have a passport, yes.
I assume I'd have needed a passport to enter Dimavir in the first place?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't need a passport if you enter via hole in the sky.
True.
True.
But I'm gonna get out, show it to Hao and say, this is a passport from Asha. I'd probably need a second one of these, perhaps with a different name. I think that might be useful, given the circumstances.
Marvellous.
I pull out my passport from the Harkild Islands. This one is already a fake name, but here's what Tabaxi passport looks like.
Ooh, well, thank you.
Do you want to make me from one of there? Because I don't have a Brack one to show you.
Asha's going to be a bigger place, so if you'd sort of landed somewhere previously, that's probably a larger place where you might have come from previously. So if you want to make a second copy of the Asha one, go for it.
Entirely reasonable. And it makes sense since, well, twofold. First, I can make a better copy of something in front of me. And secondly, you know a little bit more about Asha thanks to Will's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. I can get you up to speed with perhaps one of the port towns nearest to Dimavir in the next 2 days' boat ride.
Yes, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we be cousins?
I'm not sure.
Looks between me, a half-orc, and Sorsha, a satyr.
Oh, right. Never mind.
How would that family tree work?
Adopted cousins, perhaps?
I mean, I was adopted.
Okay.
So it's not a lie to say I was adopted.
Okay, adopted cousins then.
But from which uncle or aunt? Which side of the family?
Which side's more likely to have...
My mum's brother?
Okay, just because it gives us more of a reason to be travelling together.
Yeah. Alright, sounds good.
So, can you all let me know now, just so I can put it in my notes, what names are you travelling under?
What name did you say my fake passport from the Harkild Islands had was again?
Malipank.
Malipank, yeah. Probably a different Tabaxi name, which I'm still terrible at naming.
You could use your sister's name. Which is Mungo Teaser, because I'm thoroughly cat-pilled.
Yeah, sure, Mungo Teaser.
I'm Dan Jansen.
Okay.
It hurts my soul to hear my language pronounced like that.
Listen. He's explicitly from the borderlands between the human lands and the orc lands, so yeah,
Everyone talks like that in the mountains.
Everyone talks like that in the mountains.
Dan is not a common name. Dan is not a common name in Orcish.
I'm half orc.
It's just the mountain accent.
And also, I'm half orc, so, you know, that's the explanation for any name discrepancies.
Of course it is.
So, what was the last name?
Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N. And we'll now get the correct pronunciation from Mia.
Jansen.
There Jansen. We go.
Sorsha's gonna be Emir Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be Siltau Ser.
Okay.
Is it worth us writing these all down in character
I have
stuff?
Written
just
them
so
down
that...
and I'm copying them into chat now.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You do the Lord's work, honestly.
I love that you've named yourself after Sir.
These are very useful things to know before I create the documents.
That is a fine transliteration. Of course, Tabaxi documents have Tabaxi scripts, but it'll often have Orcish scripts that are too. Now, if we're talking about ID cards, those would be very different. Those would be entirely in the Tabaxi script.
Well, I can certainly copy things, but...
I'll write out any tabaxi you need.
Thank you.
And I believe we said previously, Caius, that because you have multiple things that say you can forge documents well, you can just do that.
Thank you.
Slow.
I will spend my considerable downtime on the way making sure they are as perfect as can be.
Amazing.
Rumpelgeri will, I guess, be finishing that, what was it called? Enria, reading and writing script.
Yeah.
Since I still haven't finished that.
So she's going to continue learning halfling.
Yeah. I take a look back at sort of the notes I've made so far in Elvish and some notes from other bits. Realise that I can suddenly read this perfectly because it's the first time I've actually looked at this stuff since I got my level up as a knowledge cleric and gained 2 languages. So I don't actually need to learn more Elvish anymore because I'm now fluent because magic, so...
Divine blessing.
Divine blessing.
Amazing.
So I put that down and then spend the next 2 days working on the further tinkering required for the second wild magic discharge.
Cool. So you're getting on the... Just to be clear, so you're getting on the ferry?
Yes.
Which does cost a gold per person.
I can cover it easily.
Okay.
So can I.
That does include food and a cabin.
Wonderful.
Cool. Amazing.
One shared or a cabin each?
No, you each get a cabin that's essentially... It is big enough for the people that aren't how. It's essentially just a room with a bed in it and a little shelf.
Okay.
Sasha has paid for theirs.
I will pay for mine.
I will pay for mine, easily.
Also, I'm trying to remember what 8 times 2 is. Is it 16?
Yeah.
A 16, yeah.
Okay.
I will pay for mine and Alma's, because she's worth it.
You said 1 gold?
Yes.
1 gold, yeah.
Slowly getting those levels up. I'll probably be fluent in halfling by the time we leave Dimmover.
Just in time to go.
How many hours would this be in total? Hours of downtime?
I think let's call it 30, because unless you really do anything on the ferry...
Oh, 30?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay, I spent 8 on the language.
I've spent 20 on the second wild magic discharger.
Yeah, I did 16, because I was assuming 2 lots of 8 hours.
Yeah.
But I can do more.
Okay, so partway through the second day, I come up to Rumpelgeri, and show what I've made, which is a second wild magic discharger.
Oh.
Spare, in case we need it. Do you want it?
Yeah. Do you still have my old one, or is that...
I can't remember who's got it.
Oops.
Do I still have it?
And it does say it's charged right now.
Yeah. I mean, do we want to discharge that at some point more purposefully, or...?
Oh, yes, we should. Not on the boat in case it blows up.
That's true. Yeah, when we hit land, perhaps, let's go and discharge that, and then we've got 2 empty ones. Yeah?
Yes. Sounds good.
Ooh, amazing. I'll let you have custody of this for now, then, just in case.
Yeah.
And I've got some Hans Crispin Anderson to go have a read/translate.
Oh, Anderson.
Yeah, well, it's my Yule present, so...
So... Is there anything beyond downtime activity that you want to do on the ferry, the Princess Gianna?
I think one of the evenings, if Will's okay with it, Sasha might ask if we can try talking to Sasha's bio parents again?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Okay.
Obviously I'm not expecting it to work, but...
Well, let's give it a go. We'll sit down on a deck. Or something. Tell me about them. What you remember.
Yeah, just describes vaguely what they remember doing as a child. What vague impressions of Von's mother they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I cast sending.
Can I see if there's any more, if anything's come... back to them that's more solid than last time?
I'm going to say yes because I like this. Because I think it does seem like you've been thinking about her a lot.
Yeah, because, like, it's getting more real, the fact that, oh, if she's still about, I might be able to meet her.
Let's make this an intelligence, since that's kind of recall.
Okay, that's a plus there. 4!
No new information.
Okay.
Okay. I try casting sending, then, to Sorsha's mother.
Okay, give me that roll.
So this, just a reminder, given it's been a while, is this now Connor?
Yeah.
Okay. 15 plus 8 is 23.
Oh!
What do you say?
Is this Sorsha's mother? Your child misses you. I am a friend of theirs. They are doing well. Are you okay? Are you well?
You found them? Where are you? Are they okay? Are they eating properly? Are they staying warm?
I cast again. They are well. They are eating. They are staying warm. We are in Dimova, travelling to the capital. Where are you?
That's so far. I'm in the mountains, the Hustruka Mountains, at the observatory. Please bring my baby home.
Okay, I cast again. Hustruka Mountains, the observatory. Got it. We will come as soon as we can. Take care. I will be in contact again soon.
Tell them we didn't stop looking. It's been 18 months. We never stopped looking.
18 months? Oh, boy. Okay. I relay all this information to Sorsha.
Sorsha just starts crying.
Hug. Immediately hug.
This hugging back, just sobbing.
Would I be here for this? Would you allow me to be here?
I don't think so. I think would have wanted it to be as few people as possible.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just hug, immediately hug. Such big hug.
It's 18 months.
18 months. Okay.
That's nothing.
They're alive. And they never stopped looking for you. They love you. We'll find them. Do I know where the Horstrucker Mountains is?
Yes, it is the mountain range in the centre of Brack.
Okay, it's the mountain range in the middle of Brack. We can go there. We can get a ship. There'll be loads of ships from the capital if we want to go visit. We could go there. We can go find your parents.
But the others come. I don't think I can go on my own.
I'll talk to them, but I'm sure they will. We can do this. We can go. And if they have any objections, listen. As soon as we're able, I'll come with you. There's magic that can go. We might be able to go a little faster. We'll see. I'll see what I can find, see what I can learn. But there's definitely ways of travelling faster, so we'll get you there. I promise you I'll help get you there, whatever it takes, okay?
What if she's upset that I'm not six?
Well...
Or that I am, but I don't look it, I guess.
I mean, do you want me to break that to them early so they're not surprised by that, or...?
I don't know.
Okay. If you want some time to think about it, that's fine. There is time. But in the meantime, I can help keep you in contact with your parents.
Please.
I can... whatever spells I've got left at the end of the day, we can...
Thank you.
I'll do whatever I can, okay?
Thank you. I can...
Just the biggest hug. Biggest hug.
Hugging back. I can't thank you enough for this.
Hey, you should be able to see your parents and spend time with them and know that they love you, yeah? That's important. So I'll do whatever I can to help you with this, yeah? I'm just so glad we found them for you.
Thank you.
Well, that was some feelings.
Yeah, I'm fully crying. It worked!
Holy fuck, I'm in awe.
We managed to Skype Sasha's mom.
Yes!
I'm actually crying.
Update Will's nickname to the Zoom Wizard.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Will the Zoom Wizard? I hope so.
He can Skype gods, he can Skype Sasha's mom.
Yeah.
He can Skype his own mum, but when he remembers...
Yes, if there's nothing else anyone wants to do on the boat, you can get to see your dad Dimmer.
Woo! Big city!
Updating the date. It's the 8th.
Woo! I am unceremonious.
Mood.
And it is overcast and raining.
Oh, wonderful.
Sounds like real life.
Unceremonious indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as you get off the ferry and head into the city proper, you do in fact pass a checkpoint where you need to present your papers.
Time to try out the shiny new ones.
Yep, Howell have handed them all out.
Yep.
We'll present while standing next to her cousin.
Yep.
Also, apologies if I sounded distracted just then. I'm dealing with some severe tattoo itch.
Oh, no worries.
Hate crime.
How can you hate crime? We do it so often.
Truly.
Yeah, I walk up with my cousin. Present passport.
Also presents passport.
I think the person kind of looks between you, but can't find anything wrong with your passports and lets you into the city.
I'm adopted.
I just give them the look of just like, come on, that's my cousin. They're adopted.
Yeah.
How could you?
I'm adopted, and I'm not lying. It's not even a lie.
What an odd thing to say. Anyway, here's your passport.
The "and I'm not lying" was meant to be out of character. I just didn't. I just forgot to drop the accent. "I'm adopted" was in character, and "I'm not lying" was out of character.
Uh-huh. Cool. We walk in.
Woo. Trespassing.
What?
No, not trespassing.
We're not trespassing. We passed.
We're not trespassing. We're here perfectly legally.
Yeah.
Technically trespassing.
They did let us through. They did say we could come in.
I didn't mean trespassing, but I don't know what word I meant. I'm tired, okay?
I mean, let's be honest, the crime's probably called something like gaining access under false pretenses or something, and that's less catchy.
Something like that.
I mean,
but
I feel like there has to be some kind of level of identity fraud, even if we're not identity theft.
Identity fraud, falsified documents.
Yeah.
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 We're doing crimes daily.
Have we actually got a list of all of our crimes just in case we ever do get caught and they give us the full roster? Just for funsies?
We did at one point, but I lost track.
We'll need to update it.
We'll need to go back through.
It also depends which of those crimes can actually be pinned on us.
That's true. But you do at some point want the hilariously long list of absolutely everything.
Oh, definitely.
Including arson, jaywalking, etc.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening and wants to go through the transcripts and find
please.
Every crime.
Please,
this is the divergent genre of podcast. At least one of you has a spreadsheet, I know it.
Yes.
It needs to end on a really silly thing, which is a very high crime here.
The other one is maybe going through the transcripts and doing like a Wordle, pulling out all of the crimes that we've said and like seeing arson as the main one, etc.
Yeah.
Do you mean Wordle?
Do you mean Word Cloud?
Do I mean Wordle?
Word Search?
No, I mean Word Cloud.
Word Cloud.
Yeah. You know what I meant.
I'm sure you can use software to do that. I'll have to look into it. Anyway.
Please do. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, easily done.
I feel like arson is going to be at the top just because of the amount of times we've got arson.
Arson is a question and answer.
Yeah.
Like that is in the trailer.
Yeah,
it is.
True.
Which I feel like sets the tone.
But anyway.
Sorry.
The others also get through, unless you have any particular plans for the passport guy, you get into the city.
I'm sure if we don't mind a quick stabbing, right? Joke.
You always want to be as boring as possible when going through passport control, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Anything where someone is checking your documents, you want to just be incredibly boring, so they just want to get rid of you.
Yep.
And look as disinterested as possible.
Yep. / slightly offended when someone looks incredulous at the fact that your cousin is a satyr and you're a half-orc.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, I don't know which side of the family your cousin is from, but it's neither of the ones related to you.
Adopted!
I was adopted!
You see, my mother was an elf, and that my mother was a human who married an elf who married a satyr, and it's a whole thing.
Listen, I'd get out a family tree, but it looks like circle, so moving on.
What are you doing in the city?
Identity fraud.
Don't say that part out loud.
We've already done first identity fraud. What about second identity fraud?
I don't think humans have that.
How would like to tap into any sort of old street network stuff? And by old, she's only been gone a few months, but and try and learn what the people on the streets are saying about Lady Valentina Cabello.
Yeah. So I think you can find. Yeah, you can find someone that you used as your main contact the last time you were here, whose name I'm going to put in the character channel because, frankly, I'm going to say it and then you're going to immediately forget unless I write it down.
Mm-hmm. Vibes.
I write things down. I just don't spell them correctly.
Your old lady's maid, Curinel Boondiggles.
Incredible.
I'm sorry?
Curinel Boondiggles, do we keep up?
Curinel Boondiggles, come on.
Iconic.
Who is one of the gnomes who... She's part of this movement to bring back traditional gnomish names.
Ah.
Which is frowned upon, but it's not a crime yet.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
So she very proudly carries the ancient name of Boondiggles.
I hate the phrase, not a crime yet.
Exactly.
Welcome to oppression.
It's either authoritative police state or I'm about to do something for which they'll write another few pages of the rule book.
Yeah. Yeah, crime is not one of the things you want your name to be given to.
True.
Crime and diseases you don't want it to be named after you.
Mm.
Diseases is fine because it's normally because you've discovered it.
Or discovered a cure for it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yes, you find your old lady's maid.
Ew.
I think if I was patient zero, I'd be offended if they didn't ask if I wanted my name given to it. Like,
oh my god.
I wouldn't want my name given to a disease, but I want the option.
It's nice to be asked.
It is the very knives out glass onion approach of, like, I want my name to be said in the same breath of Mona Lisa, though. Spoilers, sorry.
Lady Boondiggles, so nice to see you.
She kind of looks at you like she's trying to figure out what name to call you.
Oh, yes. I am Siltow Sare. We met a few years ago. But it is nice to see that you are about town in such a pleasant regalia. Hal has been on the way from the ferry, sort of weaving together rushes into sort of the base of a little basket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not finished yet, but she continues as this conversation goes and will be presenting Hurinel Boondiggles with a little woven basket.
Yeah, you do notice she's wearing a straw hat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, sir! Oh, it's been so long.
Indeed, indeed. So long. How are things about the city?
Well, about the same as they were. I mean, of course, you know about... sorry, I've suddenly forgotten the name of the halfling that you were pretending to be.
Lady Cabello, Valentina.
That's the one. It's in my notes somewhere. Yes, I mean, obviously since Lady Cabello fled the city, then, you know, everything kicked off for a while, but it's largely calmed down again now.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. Kicked off, nobody was, you know, injured or any such?
No, let's just say the people who are after her are very focused. Are these colleagues?
Yes, they are, friends and colleagues, and, well, quite the spelunkers, don't you know? We are simply visiting the city for some time, hope to avail ourselves perhaps of the library.
Oh, yes.
And other such, useful places.
Rumpujerry will give a curtsy.
Well, if you need somewhere to stay, you know my door is always open.
Oh, thank you.
Naturally, I'm not in the Cabello household anymore. No one is, but I've found myself a modest pile.
Oh, how very good for you. I did mean to ask about Lady Cabello's estates. They have been abandoned since.
Well, there's rumours that some traps were left behind, but let's not talk here. Let's head back and...
Oh, indeed, of course. Gossip in the streets is not the one.
Of course.
Unbecoming.
Mm. She leads you back to her home.
Oh, what a pleasant abode and wonderful little window baskets.
Well, spring is coming. She winks.
Indeed. May the flowers burst forth.
So someone just put a hand up and was like, is it a weaving god's day? Is that why the basket and the hat?
Shh, not so loud.
I thought we were inside her house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can wait until you're inside to ask this.
We're in a private place.
Are you ever truly private?
Let's not have that conversation. That's depressing.
It is indeed the day of the Bender of Reeds, the god of basketry, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guessed right. But I sort of make a note.
I did figure the weaving was something. I just thought there was be some message hidden in the specifically woven pattern.
If it was just how doing it, I would have thought it was a message, but given the hat, I thought that it was both. I thought it was a god thing.
I wonder how you could track it. Will seems to be going off on a mental tangent about how to encode information into basket weaving.
Well, you have up and over if you can encode those two things into some kind of pattern with defined things for each letter gets an other pattern with up and over.
And different colours as well. You can use different colours.
Smart.
Well, you don't even need that many different colours if you have a specific pattern that encodes messages into alternating colours of weave, perhaps, or alternating thicknesses or something, then you can actually get quite a lot of information in there while sticking to a relatively monochrome theme that won't stand out a huge deal. But I don't think there's any standard... You'd need a standardised code for putting that together, but perhaps something based on some sort of binary thing that could be easily coded or decoded.
What's a binary?
It's when you have just, like, zeros or ones. So, like, one or the other. Two different things.
You know, sir, the perspicacity of your friends is remarkable. And when she says that, a familiar
out of character, what's that mean?
Like, insightfulness.
Okay.
But when she says that, a familiar-looking tiefling...
Tiefling? Yeah.
Yeah, comes in with a tray of snacks and drinks.
Oh, hello again. Good to see you.
It's nice to meet you, my lady.
Oh, yes. Me too. Yes, that's what I intended.
Wonderful to meet you.
And Perspicacity just kind of shuffles off again.
Bye.
You see, I have been continuing our activities.
Indeed. How is Cassie doing? Last we saw her, she was over in... where were we? I don't remember. But it was about the time that the book club was doing great things. We burnt down the household of our mortal enemies.
Yes, they were a little scattered to the four winds, but I managed to find something for her to do here.
Mortal enemies. Isn't that the whole problem?
Oh, no, you're quite right. Or immortal enemies, yes.
Excuse me?
The
liches. Or at least one of them is.
Necromancers.
Yes, the Stendhals aren't just necromancers, they're liches.
We only found that out rather recently, so...
Hmm. We have one of the phylactery things in the bag of holding.
Rob Jerry lets out a shiver at the mention of it.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
You have a phylactery.
It's in the bag. Fine.
We need to figure out how to destroy it.
I can see that.
We know how, we just don't have a lot of the stuff we need to do it.
Yeah.
I'm slowly gathering holy water so that we can fill an entire cave of it and drown the damn thing.
Yeah, it's just, I have to work out if I can do it. Can I do that? I don't know. I haven't tried.
Experiment.
Huh. For later, perhaps. Not a tea table.
Well, if that's what you're in town for, there are rumours, aren't there, of Tiago IV's tunnels.
Excuse me?
Anyone who wants to make me a history roll.
Ooh. I will.
There is no reason for Sasha to know what this means.
17.
There is potential for Sasha to know, actually.
Okay, in that case I'm going to roll it for the hell of it.
11.
Dirty 20.
Did you say history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
18.
Okay.
Sasha?
Sasha and Will are both aware of this particular legend. It sort of shows up in various fairy tales. Obside tales, I should say. So the current halfling emperor is Tiago XV.
Mm.
Back during the time of Tiago IV, it is said that underneath the city there was built a maze of tunnels connecting various important points, including a pool where he would bathe in holy water daily in an attempt to obtain immortality.
Oh.
That worked, didn't it?
Oh my.
That might not have worked for him, but it might do something for us. If we could find it.
Find what?
There's a pool of holy water somewhere in the tunnels under the city. Iago IV creates a whole bunch of tunnels connecting various important places.
The holy water.
Yeah.
The holy water baths.
If there's a bath full of holy water just sitting there and it's still holy, I think a statue would fit in there.
Does holy water ever lose its holiness? I turn to Hal.
It certainly can do, but that which has been imbued with divine power is certainly much easier to re-imbue. So even if it has, then giving it a kickstart of what we have with us and a prayer to the gods, they would surely bless it again.
Yeah, and we got, how many gods is the halflings, is the gnomes again, sorry.
Oh, there are 360 gnomish gods, one for each day of the year.
Okay.
Yes.
So we've got 361 or two-ish we could...
Well, I've got Tavap on side as well for the 361st.
I got Durrani. I could always send a prayer to the Durrani.
And I've got Yadri.
I don't know if the spirits have influence on this side of the worlds.
No harm in trying.
No harm in trying.
We can try. I think if we can find that. I'm also very interested in tunnels under the city if they lead to anything like a secret way into the Royal Library, perhaps.
Or into people who are hiding for any one reason or the other.
That's also true.
I turn to Hurinel Boondiggles. Are there rumours of that? Where one might find a black market?
As in, like, would there be a black market in the tunnels?
Yes, or just where would one find the black market? Is that possibly connected to the tunnels? Because it sounds like the place that thieves and criminals would love.
Well, I can't say I know the entrance of the tunnels, or any entrance, myself. It's...
Which is the part what makes thieves and criminals love it?
It supposedly doesn't really exist, and, you know, in the stories they were locked up. But it would be a good spot for a hutch.
Let's see what we can find. We might be able to...
And rumours of a black market in general?
It's a big place. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does kind of smile quite broadly when she says this.
I think she knows where it is.
A big place always has something, indeed.
I mean, you can make an insight roll if you want.
I would love to.
And Sasha, because, I mean, Emma sounds suspicious, is Sasha.
19.
I think so, but not enough to, like, try and figure anything out. Just, like, I think she knows something, but that's it.
Okay. With a 19, she's definitely... You don't think she does black market specifically, but she's definitely up to more than just what Howe is up to.
Have you seen my cow?
She smiles again. No, but I could show you 10 chickens.
Oh, we're gonna have to have such a talk. That can come later.
Oh, that's the thing.
But for now, how about dinner?
Tell you what, if we do find the tunnels, that'd actually probably be really useful for the book club as a whole. Secret ways under the city, around the city. Invaluable.
Absolutely. Why do you think I got so excited?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I spent much of my youth looking for them, but perhaps you'll have better luck.
Let's see what we can find, I suppose.
In the meantime, you're all welcome to stay here. The inns can be rather expensive, and there's a bathhouse down the street.
Oh, that's very much appreciated.
Thank you, Fjorinil. We appreciate your hospitality so greatly. Did you need a cow?
Oh no, it's the tongue.
No, it's the secret. It's the secret thing.
Oh, all right. I was going to go and try and get you a cow, since you seem to be in need of one.
No. Don't worry. I wouldn't know what to do with a whole cow. That's too much meat.
You can milk them.
I may not have a cow, but I do possess one or two donkeys.
Oh.
Are they good for hauling?
In a way.
How do you possess donkeys? How much fruit did you give them?
Do donkeys eat fruit?
That's between me and them, dear.
Wait, are we talking in code or...
I think we might be.
Or do you actually have donkeys?
She kind of looks over at you and Tao and just sort of a slightly condescending look. There are guards in my pay, darling.
Oh, is this the tongue thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
You never could get your head around codes, could you?
My dear friend banned me off speaking that because I could speak it in front of a guard accidentally. Yeah. No, a donkey. Wink.
And...
accidentally, and let them know it, apparently. So I'm not allowed to speak it.
Loose links sink ships.
Very wise.
Anyway.
I'm just not very practiced at it, and I'm trying to learn halfling at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them a quick course. It's not... they're not very practiced yet.
We'll get there.
Well, speaking of cows, we're having some lovely ribs for dinner, and maybe tomorrow we can start looking for the tunnels.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
I think my first stop will be the library, see if there's any, anything written. Any old architectural plans, perhaps. If we can find anything of the correct era that might suggest entrances that no longer exist, that might be a good place to start. Mm. I'd have an idea of where's a good place to research this, given I've got a research feature.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. Would they have old architectural plans that old, would they be in, like, the normal public library or the archives or something like that?
They wouldn't be in the public library.
Okay.
You'd need to get permission to look at those.
Okay.
But if we call it there for today, I think?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was fun to play again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Woo!
Tales of Borterra is created and GM'd by Liz Blake, with editing by Mario Panaghetti, and featuring music by Nick Blake. Check out morterra.tumblr.com for more information on the world of Morterra, links to episode transcripts, and to join our Discord community. If you'd like to help support the show, you can back us at patreon.com/morterra.
I hope everyone enjoyed the introduction to traditional gnomish names.
I did. It's amazing.
I'm here for this.
We love hearing El Boondiggle.
Iconic, yes. Amazing, 100%.
Wonderful.
I love them.
Love it.
Hey, we made it to the big city.
Yeah, you did.
We did.
Yee.
Big city life.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz, for running the game.
Thank you.
Thank you for DMing.
Thank you for DMing.
Thank you for playing.
And thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario, for putting up with us once again.